073-744-4445. Your prophecy for 2026. God bless you and see you there.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Disability Rights Watch launches disability inclusion plans. Ministry of Education calls for private sector partnership to support quality education. Ivory Coast Ruling Party wins nearly three quarters of parliamentary seats. And in sports news, Nkandu calls for urgent reforms after Chipolopolo AFCON exit. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Ministry of Education has reiterated its call for private sector stakeholders and the Alumni Association to partner with government in the provision to quality education across the country. Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary, Education Service, Kelvin Mambwe, says the introduction of free education has resulted in a significant increase in school enrollment, with 6.4 million learners recorded as of 1 December 2024. He explained that this stage requires substantial resources to ensure that every child receives quality education. Dr. Mambwe says the provision of quality education to the number requires resources, and that through the Ministry of Education encouraging stakeholders such as former pupils to support their former schools, such partnership helps supplement government's effort in delivering quality education. Dr. Mambwe made the remarks when the Chiwala Boys Secondary School alumni 111,000 kwacha to Chiwala Boys Provincial Stream Secondary School. Disability Rights Watch has officially launched its disability inclusion plans, marking a major milestone in efforts to promote the political participation and inclusion of persons with disabilities in Zambia. Speaking during the launch, Guest of Honor David Mukwasa has described the official launch of disability inclusion plans by eight political parties as a historical 10-point for Zambia's democrats, marking a shift from historical to concrete action in the inclusion of persons with disabilities in politics. Speaking at the launch event, Mr. Mukwasa says the occasion was more than a ceremonial gathering, but a public declaration of commitment by political parties to ensure meaningful participation of persons with disabilities in political process and leadership. Mr. Mukwasa says a ceremonial event, it is a powerful statement of commitment and a clear signal that political parties in Zambia are ready to move from historical to action in ensuring that persons with disabilities are meaningfully included in political processes.
As we move towards the 2026 general elections, we call upon all stakeholders to act on the following priorities. Number one, political parties must operationalize and implement the disability inclusion plans launched today. Number two, political parties must establish and enforce quotas for persons with disabilities in party structures and the candidate adoption process. Number three, political parties must strengthen engagement with adoption committees to ensure fairness and transparency. Call to action. Persons with disabilities must seize this moment and actively engage with political parties now that clear frameworks for inclusion are being established through disability inclusion plans.
Meanwhile, Disability Rights Watch Executive Director Gordon Achwinga says the organization deliberately took time to ensure the process was inclusive and consultative before unveiling the plans. He says the launch also provides an opportunity to reflect on the broader achievement of the Disability Inclusion Project, which has been under implementation since 2020.
But also one of the other key achievements has been the capacity building interventions that we've done around persons with disabilities, including women with disabilities, which we've noted an increase in levels of confidence, ability on public speaking, and also demonstration of self-esteem.
And the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, Information and Publicity Secretary, Mr. Kasese Liteta, has reaffirmed its commitment to disability inclusion in political participation, describing the journey towards embracing persons with disabilities as a learning process within Zambia's political landscape.
With us in the FDD, we've managed to come up with a disability inclusion plan, with, of course, attained through worked with Women's Lobby, Disability Rights Watch. We give thanks to those that enabled our colleagues to ensure that this project is a success. Today, the FDD has a strategic plan, the 2022-2027 strategic plan.
And the New Heritage Party representative, Bishop Miriam Banda Nalenga, says the party is proud of the progress it has made in mainstreaming the rights of persons with disabilities.
I just want to encourage other political parties that have not included in their manifestos, in their constitution, the disability rights policy. It is very important. This is going to encourage the people that have been marginalized and who have been viewed as it's a curse for them to be in the society. But life is a gift, and especially that life is a gift. I encourage everyone to treat it as a gift.
And the Party for National Unity and Progress, PNUP, Secretary General Kauta Mwale has acknowledged a significant shift in its approach to disability inclusion, describing the journey as one of learning, exposure and transformation. The Lundazi Town Council has informed the general public that the Mpamba Bridge has been flooded following heavy rains experienced in the district. The council has advised residents to exercise extreme caution and avoid attempting to cross the affected section of the bridge until further notice. Lundazi Town Council Public Relations Unity says all motorists and pedestrians are further urged to exercise vigilance when approaching other crossing points within the district, as water levels remain raised and conditions may cause significant safety risks. The Public Relations Unity says, in addition, members of the public are advised to stay away from rivers, streams and other water bodies, as the current water pressure is dangerous high and may result in accidents or drowning accidents. The council, in collaboration with relevant government agencies and stakeholders, is working diligently to monitor the situation and ensure that the Mpambe Bridge and other crossing points are made safe for public use as soon as possible, and regular updates will be provided as progress continues. The Acton Institute for Police Analysis Center, IPAC, has raised concerns over the deteriorating condition of Kasempe Bridge, warning that continued neglect could cut off residents of Kasempe Kawala from Lusaka's central business district, and several disrupt livelihood and access to essential services. IPAC has urged the Ministry of Local Government to urgently address road grading and infrastructure management under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, recommending that the responsibility to be entrusted to the Zambia National Service, ZNS. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the institution recommendation is based on ZNS' proven track record in infrastructure development, citing its discipline, efficiency and ability to deliver quality projects on time. He says the Kasempe Bridge is a crucial link connecting Kasempe Kawaya resident to Kasempe Road, and ultimately to Lusaka's central business district, and that the bridge is not just an infrastructure, it is a lifeline for access to markets, schools, health facilities, and